This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza says a ceasefire has been reached with Israel to end 5 days of heavy fighting. But after the ceasefire was to take effect, continued rocket fire persisted, and Israel was reportedly striking targets in Gaza. A similar announcement last week by Egypt unraveled amid continued fighting. The fighting has killed 33 Palestinians inside Gaza, including at least 13 civilians. 2 people were killed by rocket fire in Israel. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held talks at the Vatican on Saturday with Pope Francis, who said in late April the Holy See was involved in a peace mission to end the war with Russia. Zelensky, who was visiting Rome for the first time since the war began, said he spoke with the Pope for about 40 minutes. At the start of the war, the Pope tried to take a balanced approach in hopes of being a mediator, but later began forcefully condemning Russia's actions, comparing them to some of the worst crimes against Ukraine during the Soviet era. Ukrainian troops are advancing in 2 directions in the eastern city of Bakhmut, but the situation in the city center is more complicated, Ukraine's deputy defense minister said on Saturday. Ukrainian and Russian officials both say pro-Kyiv forces have started to push back in and around Bakhmut after blunting a months-long offensive by troops loyal to Moscow that left much of the city in ruins. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan held his last election rallies in Istanbul on Saturday, accusing the opposition of working with Kurdish militants to topple him while making a final appeal ahead of the biggest challenge to his 20-year rule. This is VOA News. Somalia's army told state media Saturday its forces killed 44 al-Shabaab militants a week after killing 67 militants. Ahmed Mohammed reports from Mogadishu.
Somali security forces have been conducting major operations against al-Shabaab since the start of the campaign last July. The government said in April that more than 3,000 al-Shabaab fighters have been killed since the start of the military campaign, which has been supported by troops from Djibouti, Ethiopia, and Kenya, since those countries agreed in January to conduct joint military operations against al-Shabaab strongholds. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
The death toll linked to a doomsday cult in Kenya has hit 201 after police exhumed 22 more bodies on Saturday. Most of them bore signs of starvation, according to the Coast Regional Commissioner. More than 600 people are still missing. The bodies are believed to be followers of a pastor based in coastal Kenya, Paul McKenzie. He's alleged to have ordered congregants to starve to death to meet Jesus. McKenzie, who was arrested last month, remains in custody. Pakistan's prime minister says authorities will go after those involved in violent protests following the detention of his predecessor, Imran Khan, including prosecution and anti-terrorism courts. The prime minister's warnings were a sign of further escalation in the long-running showdown between the government and Khan, who has the backing of a large number of supporters. Khan returned to his home in the eastern city of Lahore early Saturday after a court agreed to shield him from renewed arrest for 2 weeks. The U.S. city of Seattle will pay $2.3 million to whistleblowers to settle a lawsuit over ex-Mayor Jenny Durkan's 2020 deleted texts. AP correspondent Julie Walker explains.
The lawsuit was brought by employees who helped reveal that thousands of then-Mayor Durkan's text messages had been deleted in 2020 amid protests over George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police. The Seattle Times reports the terms of the settlement were finalized this week. After the whistleblower complaint, texts of other top officials were also discovered to be missing from that period when police used tear gas against Black Lives Matter protest crowds and vacated a police precinct. The agreement says the settlement is not an admission of wrongdoing. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more on our website, including the podcasts Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.